Okay, this is Ava with another Milestone Ramble, and this one's going to be long because a lot happened. And I apologize for my voice not sounding great. I'm having a cough and I might need to slurp some disgusting herbal tea in between. So, somehow I have passed the 500 followers mark, so welcome to all new followers, and thank you to all long-term followers for still sticking around. I really do appreciate you all being here, even though I haven't been very actively posting lately for a bunch of reasons. It's not because I wouldn't want to make audio anymore or because I was only making content for OnlyFans now, which I will say more about that later, or because I would lack ideas for new audios. It's quite the contrary, I have so many ideas, it's actually annoying, because I can't even realize 10% of them, and as you can imagine, they can get really distracting in my head. On the one hand, it's because of my living situation, and because of lockdown, that it has become very difficult for me to make recordings. And on the other hand, I'm also dealing with some health and pronunciation issues that make it impossible to record sometimes. And that really sucks, to be honest, because it makes me happy to be my sexy self in front of a mic and forget about the whole crazy world for a while. So, sorry, tea. So, it has become a habit to do a kind of behind the scenes during my thank you ramble, and I will keep going with that. First, I will reflect upon my creative processes and what went well and what went totally catastrophic during the last 5 weeks since my last thank you ramble. And after that, I will give a little preview on what I'm working on at the moment and what comes next. But the big focus is on what happened, because, like I said, that's a lot. So, what audios have I made? Don't be confused. This will be not in the order I posted, but in the order I created them. Well, first, there's the Backroom podcast. In my last thank you ramble, I mentioned I would love to take part in a podcast, and ta-da! I think already the next day I was a guest at the Backroom podcast, which is hosted by Priest of Aphrodite and Totally Not Natalie. And the topic of that episode was international perceptions of writing and performing erotic audio. And I was invited together with Bravery from South Africa, and it was such an exciting experience to record this episode live. Well, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little nervous too, and I think one can hear that. But hey, it was my first podcast, and I usually take excessive notes for everything I say in English. Yes, for this ramble here as well. But I knew a conversation between four people has its own dynamics, so there's really no point in taking detailed notes. Also, I knew Priest before, but I pretty much met the two ladies during the recording, so all of this was a bit of a challenge for me to come out of my comfort zone, but I'm happy I did. And I think that podcast is such a cool project and great for the audio community, and I really recommend it. Also, I want to thank everyone who commented on that episode and took part in and added their perspectives. The next audio I made was also a live recording, and it was that big harem girls collaboration I did together with four awesome voice actors: Illusions Colored, Giggle Chan, Wendy's Lost Boys, and Hedonistic Thrill. I was invited by Illusions, who I did a collaboration with, and I had known Lady Thrill before, but I met Miss Wendy and Giggs through this project. To be honest, usually I would have thought, oh my god, those are all such great creators and I can't live up to them and I better politely decline than make a fool out of myself. But somehow I had a moment of solid self-esteem and I thought, well, you're all doing this for fun and I'd absolutely love to take part in this project. Well, at first we planned to record each separately because, you know, five people in different time zones, that's a scheduling nightmare. But I think we all knew it would turn out even better and be much more fun to do it live, so we filled out a doodle, which is probably one of the most unsexy things one can do. But it worked, and the impossible happened, and we found a time slot. Then we had some technical issues, but in the end, it worked. And wow, this was such an awesome experience. It was actually less nervous than during the podcast, because this time I had a wonderful script written by Ravish, a girl, to cling to, and also the five of us had such a great connection. If you want to get a glimpse of that, there's a little behind the scenes snippet that Illusions made, and it's linked in the collab post. It also includes me not getting the innuendo, so if you want to have a laugh at my cost, you should check it out. Yeah, so this big collab was very well received on GWA, and although I know upvotes are not a reliable indicator of how good an audio is, I admit I was excited to see this climb beyond the 1,000 upvotes. And I want to take this opportunity to credit our editor, Fallen Rush, who's likely not listening to this here, but anyways, editors are often overlooked, and in case you don't know, editing a collab can be so much work. Speaking of editing, I decided to do a little extra on this big collaboration, and I made a spin-off with the recording tracks of Lady Thrill and me, because the slave girls we play have some interaction going on in the background of the second half of the main audio, and I was curious how the two of us would sound together. And with all due modesty, I can say we sound hot as fuck. So this was all finished and I was waiting for the main audio to be finished to post it at the same time, because, well, yeah, otherwise that would have been weird and confusing. Sorry. Then I did a project I actually deleted because it was a total disaster. But I will speak about it anyway, to show you that I also sometimes create disasters. So that was around Mental Health Day in October. I had seen some creators post erotic audios, including the topic of mental health, and I thought, wow, that is really courageous, and maybe could be a way to make peace with some things. So I wrote a script, and I made a recording, and I even edited it in two versions. In other words, I put a lot of work into it. And then I listened at the end, and oh, it made me feel bad. Like, it was really pulling me down. It was awful. And then I was having a little existential crisis as an audio creator about this. And yeah, but in the end, I could see that this is just a way of self-expression that doesn't work for me. And when I make erotic audio, I want and I need to be the healthiest, sexiest version of myself. But I still wanted to make something about mental health because it's an important topic for me and I'm sure for many others too. So I made a safe for work comfort audio and it felt very personal. And at first I felt reluctant to post it, but not in the same way like with the other one. So I let it rest for a while and then I posted it and I'm happy I did because there were people who found comfort in it and, well, that was the point. Yeah, I'm sometimes wondering why when I feel very low myself, I still want to help others so much. But it makes sense in a way because when you help someone, in that moment, you can experience yourself as capable and giving, and so you can't be totally broken, right? Phew. So, thanks to making that comfort audio, I felt like I could move on and make more lighthearted things again, but still didn't feel quite in the mood to make a sexy audio. So I had the idea to do a questionnaire instead, but not just me, but together with two of my favorite people here in the audio community, V Silvermoon and Texan Guy, who were so kind to let me lure them into this, even though it was the first live recording for both of them. Live recording, at least for me, feels very differently than recording alone. One has to split the attention between the other and oneself, and one cannot pause to redo something that doesn't sound as intended. So I really, really appreciate Tex and V came on board on this, and we had such a blast, and this really lifted me out of my slump. So, right the next day, I recorded my next sexy audio, which was the long overdue continuation of my follower's treat, an audio I add to every time I reach a follower milestone, except now. At 500, I intend to do it differently, but more about that later. So, I was back at being sexy again, and I remember I had a very small window for recording that one, so I actually improvised it, which I usually am not very good at, but this time it worked, and it was a very pleasurable experience. After this, I was full of sexy energy, and I had a million ideas what to make next, and yeah, then the audio theft happened. I already made a long post about how much that upset me, so I won't go into it now. But, well, temporarily, I lost all motivation to make erotic audio. And for the first time, I thought about giving it all up. And even though I decided to stay in the end and keep creating, it doesn't quite feel the same as before. Because of that, I made the decision to move some of my activity to OnlyFans, but I will say more about that later. First, there's one more audio to mention, and that's the Harley Quinn audio, which I couldn't finish in time for Halloween, like planned, because of all that emotional turmoil. And I actually had recorded it already right before the Harem Girls collaboration to get in the mood, which might seem contradictory because Harley is pretty dummy and the slave girl role was submissive, but both have a certain bitchiness, I'd say, that made it easy to switch from one role to the other. Anyways, by the time I had finished editing the Harley Quinn audio, it was November already, and I swear, I was clueless about the whole No Nut November thing. Really, I didn't know about that. And I only realized what that was when the scriptwriter posted something along the line of, oh, you made my No Nut November so much harder. And oh my god, I'm so sorry for that. and for that too. So yeah, that's it for the audios I posted on Reddit. I also could make some things for my new free OnlyFans site, although I wish I could have made more right now. There's a little best-of collection of my audios, which are not script fills, but based on my own writing. And also, I recorded my erotic poem, Your Darkness Completes Me, in two versions and put it there. And I gave a remake to my comfort audio, The Massage. I added some relaxing background music, and I gave it a slightly different beginning to Better Fit Part 2, titled Happy Ending, which, as you might have guessed, is not a comfort audio, but a sexy audio. And this is exclusive on OnlyFans now, but as I said, it's for free. Though, I think that's it with looking back. I just realized those last weeks have really been an up and down when it comes to my audio making, and this ramble is getting long. But I still want to talk a bit about what I'm working on at the moment, and I will start with what's going on at OnlyFans. Let me explain why I'm even there. Well, so, I love the audio community here on Reddit. And taking part as a creator has been such an unexpected and wonderful experience. I'm lucky to have listeners who comment on my posts, and I have met such lovely people here. There was one thing that confused me a little in the beginning, and that was when I noticed my audios get a lot more clicks on Soundgasm than my posts get upvotes. Like, a lot. The Slutty Nurse audio, for example, has over 7,000 clicks. But then I realized most people listen without having a Reddit account, and also some, well, just don't care to upvote. And it didn't bother me much. I just focused on the more active listeners. But after all, my audios were downloaded without permission and went up on that site. And especially after reading people write such awful things directed at us creators, it began to bother me to have so many completely unknown listeners. And it doesn't give me anything to have a high play count on Soundgasm, and it's a bit scary to think my voice is out there and my recordings are being shared around without my knowledge or consent by people who don't even appreciate it. Whereas one person taking the time to leave me a comment or a message, that means a lot. And those good people are also here, and I want to thank everyone who wrote words of kindness and support, and it's because of you that I decided to continue making audio. So, sorry. So, I will continue, but not quite in the same way like before. I decided to make a free OnlyFans account in addition to my Reddit page. Not to make money, although people can send me tips there and I really appreciate it if they do. But the main motivation is having a nice small community where I can feel free to be my sexy self. And of course, I'm aware OnlyFans isn't that super safe, but at least they help creators with copyright issues, and it does make a difference to post for, at the moment, 22 people compared to posting for the whole world. It so much makes a difference that I feel like posting pictures there as well from time to time, but the main focus is still on audio. And why pictures? Well, pretty much the same reason as posting audio. It's fun. And I had forgotten how much I like it, taking and editing pictures. I used to do that. And now I'm doing it again. And it's a creative and sexy thing to do. So, not that you get the wrong idea. There are only 3 pictures there right now, and they are very tame compared to what other people post. But I've taken some more and plan to share them eventually. They will all still be pretty tame. Well, maybe tits for Christmas. Who knows? So, if you have listened until now and you still wonder if you're welcome to join me there, listen to my exclusive audios and look at my tame pictures, you are very much welcome. And I want to make this a sex-positive, kink-positive place for listeners of all genders. And it's for free, like my Reddit, and I don't expect anyone to tip me or give me likes on everything I post. Well, just if there's something you particularly enjoyed, let me know. That would be very nice. But all of that OnlyFans talk doesn't mean I wouldn't be here on Reddit anymore. Like I said, I love the community here, and I really developed a taste for creating together with others. And that's what I'm going to do here, meaning script fills and collaborations. And that finally brings us to the point of what's next. Well, first I have one half-finished script fill that I've been wanting to do for ages. It's a very, very sweet, gentle femdom, and I will make it in 2 versions, for male and for trans female listeners. Also, I'm involved in several collaborations with other voice actors, partly based on my own writing, and I'm very excited about them. One will be funny and about elf girls, and one will be devilish and angelic. And one will be for the good boys, and one will be kinky and very British. But I won't say more, not to spoil the surprises. Also, I've heard a lot about one problem that many male creators are facing, unlike female creators like me, on GWA, and that's the systematic downvoting of their posts. And I can't even imagine how frustrating that must be. But I had a little idea that hopefully will bring some motivation, and that will be ready very soon. Oh, and I totally forgot my first Reddit cake day. I'm such a Reddit baby. And sorry. Well, in order to celebrate that, I plan on making something that might involve one spank for every month I'm here. And maybe another surprising element. Already looking forward to that. But I will wait till that coughing is over. No. That's not gonna work. So one more thing left. My follower milestone naughty celebration treat. Woo woo! Which will not be adding to my milestone audio this time. Because, well, it feels like I did the last one only yesterday. And yeah, so I thought I'd do something different. But what will it be? That will be up to you. I'm making a poll for the first time, and you can choose between the following options. First, I cough. No, I'm kidding. First, I do an Ask Me Anything. You can give me questions, and I will answer them. Second, I make a compilation of giggles audio, which was a silly idea of someone else. But hey, who knows? Maybe you want a compilation of giggles. And third, I cough some more. I post one of my subtle, sexy pictures I took for OnlyFans here on Reddit as a big exception. That last option, well, I already have it and I could post it right now, but I want to make sure you guys are really interested in it, because I mean, you came here for the audio and this is something different. So yeah, please go ahead and vote for the option that intrigues you the most. And the poll, you know what I'm talking about. The poll will be open until Friday night. And yeah, I think this is it. Thank you for listening till the end. Try to stay sane and sexy with me. And yeah, better times will come. Bye bye.